A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly, and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. I am trying to imagine the caravan of camels with the three kings up in front and a multitude of followers. I see them stopping and gathering, perhaps seeing to the needs of the camels, outside Herod's palace. The three kings sought to have a visit, an audience, with King Herod, so they probably spoke with his secretary. The secretary receptionist brought in the word that these three well-dressed gentlemen from many miles to the east were looking for the newborn King of the Jews. Herod put down his cocktail and called in his own group of intelligentsia, asking, "Where is this Christ to be born?" Sure enough, they had an answer. "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Herod apparently had not been reading his scripture. This was not a good thing for him to hear. Herod devised a plan, called in the Magi to his own inner quarters, and told them to be about searching for this child, so that he might also pay him homage. Yeah, sure, Herod. You really wanted to adore this newborn king. No. No, you were more interested, yes, threatened by the potential leadership of this person. At any rate, the Magi got back on their camels and turned south towards Bethlehem. All their retinue followed, and they made their way across more hills, more desert, more desolate land, still keeping an eye on that star whenever it was visible. So Matthew tells us, when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What a moment! They were gifted with a private audience with Jesus and his little family. And what a wonderful art opportunity this has been through the ages. Over time, tradition and stories about this visit have been transported onto canvas after canvas. If you are so inclined, Google Adoration of the Magi or similar titles, and you will be amazed at the number of paintings at our disposal to appreciate what some artists have envisioned, what that moment must have been like. Each time I look at these, I am most impressed with the business of the visit to the Christ child and the great number of people either visiting or just being present at that time. My favorite one is the one by French artist James Tissot. So back to the story. We see that somewhere along the way, the members of this huge caravan had a chance to sleep, and during one of those nights, they were gifted with a dream which warned them of Herod's mean plans, so they started out towards home by another route. What did they say and do when they finally got home? What do I do after I have seen the Christ and paid him homage? What do I do when I go back to my country, neighborhood, community, workplace, desk, home, cell phone, and computer? If I am blessed to have seen the star and followed it, how am I different? What has been transformed in me? Much, we hope.